So, Joyce, Governor Branstad says cutting property taxes for Iowa businesses will be a top priority for him again this year. That's something he's failed to push through the past couple of sessions. Are there any indications that he faces a more favorable climate now?
Well, one thing is that it's not an election year. I guess that's in his favor. But it's still going to be a big challenge to get Democrats and Republicans on the same page on cutting property taxes. Some of the main players are expressing optimism that they can get it done this year. There's one main voice sounding a pessimistic note, and that's the new minority leader in the Senate, Republican Senator Bill Dix. He spoke recently at a Des Moines Conservative Club breakfast, and he was asked about prospects for property tax reform.
The best indicator of somebody's future performance is what they've done in the past. And we haven't seen any indication from the Senate leader, Mike Gronstahl, in that effort in the past. I don't know why we would today.
And Joyce, you know, one of the reasons that this hasn't gotten any farther in the past is one of the big sticking points has been this concern from a lot of local municipalities who worry they're going to lose money if local property taxes drop. Obviously, that's a big source of revenue for many of them. What are some ways that might be addressed?
Well, the budget surplus is one way, and Governor Branstad has said he's willing to commit some of today's surplus funds to compensate local governments for their lost property tax revenue. He says that would be put in place gradually over the next several years. So he is thinking in that direction. Republicans are careful to say, though, okay, let's keep local governments whole, but they draw the line at covering future growth. They're very keen on reining in any property tax increases in the future, and that could be a sticking point.
Another priority for this session we're likely to hear about, we will hear about, we've been told, in tomorrow's State of the State address, is the governor's education reform agenda. Do we have any indication of what he'll be proposing tomorrow? Because, of course, this is another issue where he didn't get as far last year as he had hoped.
Right. Well, his education folks have been working on a new system for paying teachers more based on assuming more leadership roles in the school. A task force studied that in depth. Paying for that is one of the things I'll be looking for in the governor's speech tomorrow. The governor has also been hinting at some big changes in how state aid is distributed to schools by the school aid formula. His education director, Jason Glass, has submitted a budget calling for 0% growth in school budgets from the school aid formula. But the governor may be proposing a new inflation-adjusted appropriation from the state for schools. So we may be getting some details on that tomorrow.
And Joyce, you mentioned, you know, this is not an election year. That may help some of these negotiations. But you could argue not a whole lot has changed since the 2012 election. You know, Democrats still control the Senate, Republicans the House. Should we just expect, you know, more of the same conflicts?
Well, discussion of partisan issues seems to be inevitable, even in years when leaders predict they won't focus on partisan issues. I did notice that the Secretary of State has pre-filed a bill to require voters to show identification at the polls before voting. Again, that's likely to pass the Republican-controlled House, but not the Democratic-controlled Senate. On some social issues, Republican critics of same-sex marriage could, again, offer a resolution to amend the Iowa Constitution, although there's no way that's going anywhere in the Senate. And then on abortion, for example, there were restrictions on state funding for abortions that were part of the last, very last-minute budget negotiations last year. They were not enacted in the end. Republican backers were very unhappy about that. So I'm sure they'll want to try again, but again, they're not likely to get a different result in the Senate.
Speaking of controversial issues, you know, gun control and mental health are two big issues a lot of people nationwide are talking about after the mass shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut last month. Do you think those issues will come up at the State House this session?
Well, I'll be surprised if there aren't some gun control bills at least introduced. This is very much front and center in people's minds right now. And, you know, the legislature has a tendency to jump in and act when there's been a big topic of conversation in the news. We should keep in mind that the NRA and gun owner groups are very active at the Iowa State House. They've had some victories in recent years, notably on liberalizing Iowa's gun permit process. On the national level, we know the NRA's response to the Sandy Hook shooting was not gun restrictions, but more guns in schools. So I would expect them to oppose any new gun restrictions in Iowa as well.
Well, thanks, Joyce, and good luck with the 2013 session.
Thank you, Sarah.